Brief Show on News Talk. Now, David Moore's on the line. Afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So what's the name of this comet?
Well, it's called Pons-Brooks. Comets are named after the discoverers. And in 1812, a French astronomer, Pons, in Marseille Observatory, just on the Mediterranean coast, discovered this comet. It was early days for comets. Halley had recently figured out that comets come back. Nobody really knew quite what they were back then. And then 70 years later, it comes around every 70 years, Brooks found it. He was British-American. He was based in America at the time. So it's got their name on it now for all time.
Right, okay. And when it's not swinging past Earth, where does it go? Is it rotating the sun, this comet?
Well, sort of, yeah. The Earth goes around the sun in roughly a circle. But comets don't. They go around these big ellipse or oval-shaped orbits, rather like the shape of a cigar, in fact, with the sun at one tip. And they go very fast when they're near the sun, so we only see them for a few months, maybe a year or two. And then they go out into the depths of space, out beyond the orbit of Neptune, 30 times further from the sun than we are, and they freeze solid and are practically invisible for most of the 70 years.
And so when they then come, I suppose, back in closer to the sun, does all that ice, does it start to melt?
Yeah, that's when the fun begins. Comets are giant, dirty snowballs. This one is maybe 30 kilometres across, so you're looking bigger than Dublin City. And when it gets near the sun will boil off the water ice. There's frozen gases in there as well, and lots of dust mixed in to make it a dirty snowball. So this tiny comet, 30 kilometres in space is nothing, produces several hundred thousand kilometre wide sort of steam cloud, if you like. And then the radiation from the sun blows that away into space, making the tails. And I was looking at it last week through a very small telescope, not much bigger than a pair of binoculars. You could see the faint tail and certainly the hazy head. And in photographs, it comes out a lovely green colour. Very appropriate for the weekend that's coming.
All right, that's not. No, so like the rock component of this, how much actual rock is in there? Is that tiny compared to
we think the whole solar system, so you and I, the Earth and all the planets and the sun, collapsed from a big cloud of gas and dust. And any of the gas and dust that was very far from the sun always stays cold. And so it never really clumped together into rocks or very large bodies like the Earth. It's still going around the sun, very far out beyond the outermost planet. And something nudges these objects. Some of them will fly off into deep space, but some will fall in towards the sun. And then if they go near a planet, they can get trapped in an inner orbit. And they keep going around and around, losing a few meters off their surface every time, until after a few thousand, few million years, they end up a fizzle away to nothing. So that's where we think comets come from. There's no solid lump at the middle. It's probably just fluffy snow-like material if you could land on it. We have pictures now because we've landed spacecraft on actual comets. There was Irish involvement in the Rosetta mission that went to the comet about 5 years ago, I'm guessing.
And this one only comes around every 70 years. So if it was, it's only being kind of seen by humans maybe two or three times. Is that be the case?
Yeah, now we found some historical records of a comet going way back thousands of years. That was probably this comet. But the first time it was recognized as this comet was 1812. And then there's another pass 70 years later, the 1880s. And then we had one in 1954. It wasn't as bright as it's going to be this time. And, it'll be back again in 7 years. It's very similar to Halley's comet, and it's in a similar type orbit. They both go out just beyond the orbit of Neptune.
Yeah, and why will this one be so much brighter this time?
Well, it's to do with, it's a beautiful dance of the Earth going around the sun, the comet going around the sun, and when it comes into the sun, how close does it get to the Earth? It's never going to hit us. And this time it doesn't get particularly close, over 200 million kilometres away. It's much further away than the sun is. But some comets, I think there was one last few years that came at about 0.2 of our distance, a fifth of our distance from the sun. That was a smaller comet, but it would look quite bright because of its proximity. Mm. So this comet is actually quite big. 30 kilometres as comets go is huge. Halley's comet and the Irish mission on the European Space Agency, Giotto spacecraft, went through Halley's Comet in 1986. That we actually photographed the dirty snow, but it's actually peanut-shaped. It's about 8 kilometres wide, 15 kilometres long. So it would fit nicely inside the M50 motorway going around Dublin.
And this one, will it be visible to the naked eye, do you think?
Yeah, some people are just faintly seeing it. I've seen it in binoculars, all right, and it's been cloudy about the last week for me anyway. Terrible weather yet in Ireland, but people who live around the world and have beautiful skies almost every night, we're so jealous. They've been reporting in dark sky, away from streetlights, that they can just faintly see it with the naked eye, easy in a pair of binoculars. And it's going to brighten by a factor of 10. I'm writing an article for Astronomy Ireland magazine this week, going out in the Post next week, which will tell people when to watch. There's going to be a moon coming into the evening sky over the next couple of weeks. So March 26th is a date to remember, because then there's no moon in the sky. If you live in the countryside and get out to the countryside to clear sky, you'll get the best view then for about 2 weeks. And it's low in the west where the sun goes down, and you want to watch as soon as the twilight starts fading away. And this comet blew up last year. That's what first drew my attention to, July last year. It was extremely faint. And then all of a sudden it was announced it was 100 times brighter than it had been the previous night. I got photographs of it way back then, you know, nearly a year to go. And it's just been getting bigger, closer and brighter ever since, and had more outbursts. So it should be faintly visible to the naked eye end of March, early April. And if it has one of those outbursts, it could be a real spectacle. And an even better comet coming in October.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you about that again. Thanks a million, David. That was David Moore there from Astronomy Ireland. That's our lot for today.